Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Baroud is our guest. Jim Baroud is the president and CEO of New Jersey Tech Council NJTC.org. Is that right, Jim?
That's correct.
So that's the website, and it's one of the largest technology trade associations in the country. And I encourage you to go there and check it out and see what they have got going on and what some of the things that they might be able to help you with. Even, you know, I could see, Jim, with your website and with all the things you're doing, your newsletter and everything, I could see where just knowing about you guys, they might live in another part of the country and they could benefit from all the stuff you guys are doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's an important area of technology for any business.
So, and folks, and your focus is not just on technology companies, so to speak, but on helping all companies leverage and technology to their advantage.
That's correct. More and more companies need to leverage and use technology wisely to survive and thrive in this new era.
Right. So, let's talk about this venture fund that we alluded to in the last segment. You 15 years ago, you had a venture fund. What was that money to be used for?
So that invests in, you know, startup and growth companies that are in the tech and health tech sectors in the state and the region.
And how much was that? How much was that fund?
That was a $72 million fund.
Wow.
Yeah. And so,
and that came from one entity?
No, it came from many investors, and now they're making good money, you know, following the
So it turned out to be a good investment for them, and they said, let's do it again.
Absolutely. One of the top venture funds in its class from that time period. So we're excited to do it again, and we're excited to help the ecosystem, and that's the real intent of it, right?
Right. Well, can you identify any success stories from that first round that we might know? Or tell us some stories about some of them.
Let's see. One is called Achieve 3000, and that is a company that helps kids learn how to read. And that's been a huge success. It leverages, obviously, online technology, and it also has an impact in helping our kids learn how to read, especially those in the more struggling neighborhoods, right? So this has one on, you know, personalized learning. It's really just a great story and a great success story.
And so how was that technology related?
It's called online personal learning, right? So each person learns at a different pace, and this technology helps teachers.
So it's e-learning. It's basically e-learning.
It's e-learning, but it also has, you know, metrics behind it, so that teachers can use it.
So the teachers are leveraging the technology that they created with curriculum and different things like that for the children.
That's correct. That's correct.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. So you see what, folks, what we're talking about here, you know, this is not exactly, you know, when they're talking technology, you know, anybody listening probably has an idea for some of this. I mean, Jim, I know a lot of companies, a lot of entrepreneurs who started a, let's say they started a supply company, you know, a distributorship. And over the next 10 or 20 years, they created a piece of technology for their own business. And they wind up selling their supply company and focusing on the technology. You know, I mean, this happens all the time. You never know where a technology opportunity is going to come from. What do you look for in the second round? What kind of startups or what did you, it might not be startups, right? What kind of businesses do you see getting funded by the second round of funding?
Well, I think, you know, as you know, technology ever changes, right? So this new one will be platforms, right? Platforms which all people or all sectors can use to leverage their business. Things in financial technology, things in cyber technology, things in digital health, anything helping people stay healthy and helping doctors treat
right.
their patients. That's a huge, huge area. So those are just a few areas.
So this is what you described there was a little bit of 3.0, wasn't it? Tech 3.0.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Everything is changing with wearables, and just amazing.
So, what do the people have to do to get the money?
Well, like any venture fund, they receive requests all the time, and you simply send your executive summary or your pitch deck or a little of your business plan about your business, and then they would be considered. So there's a process, and we're not at that point yet, but when we are, and we also, by the way, we also have co-launched an angel network many years ago, about 10 years ago.
Right.
So that's an angel network which funds even earlier stage companies.
Right.
Just folks with a crazy idea. So we have helped pump over $100 million into this region in the past 15 years to help startups. So that's
right.
That's really important for the ecosystem, and we're really proud of that.
Good for you. Well, I wrote a couple of articles recently in my column about investor search mistakes to avoid. So I'd be curious to know what to compare those notes. We'll have to do that one of these days. Next time you come back, let's talk about that. What do you think?
Absolutely. Great idea, Jim.
Give us that website again, Jim.
It's njtc.org.
Jim Baroud, ladies and gentlemen, with New Jersey Technology Council. He'll be back another day, and we'll be right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.